JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello, thanks for your company on another edition of Roundabout JA. Today we'll look at Hopewell High School and proposed improvement works to be done. And later we stroll down memory lane in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Do stay with us. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says repair work on the damaged perimeter fence at the Hopewell High School in Hanover will be done ahead of the new academic year in September. Minister Thwaites says the fence has been a source of concern as vandals continue to illegally enter the compound and damage the facilities.
The chronic issue of security in the school has also been addressed, and it is the aspiration of the school to restore a fence that has been breached twice at great expense and destructive consequence here.
The minister is calling on residents of the Hopewell community to immediately start owning the institution, as it is there to serve the educational and other social needs of the area. The Hopewell High School is also expected to be rebranded the Hopewell Center of Excellence for Vocational and Technical Studies. Minister Thwaites says the rebranding will be done in time for the start of the new school year. The change is expected to form part of the solution for challenges relating to academic performance and the negative image facing the school. The education minister adds that two specialist teachers for mathematics and English language will be assigned to the school come September.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect. Littering attracts ticketing. Business operators, ensure you're properly disposing of your solid waste. You must use the services of a registered waste hauler. Call the NSWMA at 448-3220 or 1-888-252652 for more information.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Under Vision 2030, the government has been moving to strengthen the tourism industry. This is in an effort to aid in the provision of world-class experience for visitors and locals alike. Opportunities and investments for business people and communities are also being promoted, so the tourism industry can continue to boast well-educated, trained, and motivated workers with excellent customer service. Vision 2030 is the island's development plan for Jamaica to be the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm from the College of St. Elizabeth. My name is Pearline Baker. I am 77 years old. On my way to school, I have to carry a lunch, walk it morning and walk it evening. At school, girls used to do sewing, and the boys then going over to the other side of the garden and then do their cultivation. Some of the girls then do plaiting, like making basket, and some do sewing. When you go to school and it's late, the teacher close all the school doors. I have to go to that school and then they, and then flag we and then now we open all the store, we got to go back to our class.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's program. I'm Casita Irving with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.